now, back to the show.
Here's Jen and Truda.
Okay, John on Jurassic 5 for Friday. He's going to be on the show here in a second. He called us. He had a bad cell phone connection. We're calling him. I'm actually on hold with the Trump Hotel here. So we're gonna get to him in 1 second. I knew I'd screwed up this worse, though, than I really did. The authenticity thing, I found the other audio. Okay.
On July 4th, 2007, at the request of the Honorable Emmanuel Cleaver, member of Congress, and the accompanying certificate of authenticity. Yeah, I'll get that out sometime.
Dummy, come on, man. Spit it out.
Oh, come on, Truda.
All right. On hold with the Trump Hotel. I think they're going to connect us. Okay, we good?
Is that better?
That is much better. There we go.
Excellent.
And as I told Jin here, I'm like, oh, I guess he is under his real name as well. So they ask you what the guest name you're calling. And
yeah.
We lucked out.
Yeah, the days of pseudonyms for me didn't last very long.
Did you ever have any good ones?
Well, it would always be, you know, it would be stupid. It'd be like Wayne Gretzky or Magic Johnson.
Of course.
That's it. I'm going to start calling hotels for Wayne Gretzky. I just never thought of that
exactly.
Before.
Yeah. Well, so obviously you're in Chicago. I say that because it was a 3-1-2 and home of the Blackhawks.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're probably not a big Blackhawks fan, but...
I'm an LA Kings fan.
Yeah.
So... the Blackhawks have caused us a lot of heartbreak the last few years, but Chicago is quite the sports town, and I tend to spend a lot of my time here, either doing shows or business. It's a fun city, just like you guys have a great city.
Yeah,
no, KC is, you know, it's like we said to a guy the other day, we're like, wow, this is kind of the hidden gem now, and because of the World Series and stuff like that, people are starting to take notice. But it has also made our fair little city a lot more crowded. So people can stop showing up now. I mean, it's okay. We've got enough people. We're good.
You know, I'd feel sorry for you if I didn't come from Los Angeles. you know, you guys actually...
Are you saying your traffic's worse?
Yeah. I've been to KC a lot, and you have a long way to go before it becomes the nightmare that is the Los Angeles freeways. But no, it's been awesome, actually, you know, as a sports fan to see you guys win. Your ring last year was very exciting, very deserved, and, you know, your team will contend for the next, you know, 5-6 years. So it's exciting to be a Royals fan right now.
It is kind of nice to turn that around. And are you telling me that a 22-minute commute is not a big commute? I mean, come on. This is big stuff here. No, it's funny because my parents lived in Houston for a while, and they're going, no, you don't know traffic
right.
Till you've been to Houston, so cut it out.
Well, we have a family business, and let's say if I can get there in under 75 minutes, it's a good day. So we do a lot in our cars, and I do a lot of lyric writing and music listening in my cars because I tend to spend most of my time in my car. So you just got to figure out something to do.
Yeah. Yep, that's all. You know, it's funny. We actually, B.B. Wood, she's on a show called The Real O'Neills on ABC, and she's from Kansas City, and she was in studio with us a couple weeks ago, and she's like, you know what? There's a lot of KC people in L.A. now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Royals fans. There are a lot of people that just rock the blue out there in KC or in L.A., so that's kind of cool. You know, we'll send them out to your place.
Well, it's called bandwagon jumpers. LA likes to pretend, you know. You know, it's the Dodgers have been struggling a little bit, and the Angels have been struggling, but the Royals are an easy team to like too. I mean, again, it's not like they are a team of super superstars. They work hard, they have a funky manager. They have a Lord song written about them.
So, right, exactly.
You know, It's great to see. It's kind of it's one of those teams and one of those cities that you cheer for too. You guys, you know, there's a few cities sitting in Chicago, you know, with a lot of Cubs fans around who've been waiting a long time. And you know, I'm old enough to remember the George Brett days and the Brett Saberhagen days. And there's some great fans there. And it's about time that you were rewarded. And
I have a daughter named Grace Ryan Dawson, named after Mark Grace, Ryan Sandberg, and Andre Dawson from the '89 Cubs. So we kind of have to go that direction.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very impressive.
Yeah. Well, and that's weird, quite frankly. It's
well, and I'm not, you know, I hate to curse it, but, you know, it should be the Cubs year this year.
Uh-huh. Every year,
but,
should be.
You know, you never believe it till you see it. But boy, they have an amazing team, and I know there's a lot of expectations here. And you know, for one, again, the Cubs. I mean, talk about 100 years. a few years back, you know, some people started using that song to kind of ridicule the Cubs
because
it's been
right.
over 100 years. And they asked, a few people asked to license it for some, you know, videos that weren't too complimentary, and I had to turn those down. I just couldn't do that to the Cubs.
At least you have some sympathy for them, so that's good. You know, you're like, I can't do this to these people. This is too much.
Well, as a Kings fan, we waited 45 years for a Stanley Cup, so I understand like waiting a lifetime and thinking you're never going to see it. So I certainly have sympathy for them.
We're also excited to have you come into Hellberg Hall, the Kauffman Center, which is just beautiful here in Kansas City. You're going to be playing with the Kansas City Symphony.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm looking so forward to that. It's been really great the last few years to start building out some of these symphony shows. And throughout my career, I've had the pleasure of working with some fantastic composers, and these shows kind of have brought me back to my youth, the inspiration when I first started playing concerts and people started singing my songs back to me. It's wonderful to have a 30-piece orchestra behind you. I can play songs that I wouldn't play with the band because they have such wonderful string arrangements from these fantastic people, and certainly the songs that people know from the radio have a different dynamic and element to them. So it's really exciting. I can't wait to come celebrate the World Series, play some of these songs, and I hear the Kansas City Symphony is fantastic. So we're really looking forward to it.
They really are. I mean, talk about a group that really has shaped the culture in Kansas City, and to go with that building as well. Once they put that up, I mean, it was just really made this a great centerpiece for the arts here in Kansas City. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, I think if anybody, your songs, they're so melodic, and they just lend themselves to that kind of treatment. That's going to be a really fun show.
Well, thank you. You know, for me, the favorite part of every record-making process was at the end, we'd go into the old Capitol Records studios down in the basement there, and you'd walk by the pictures of Frank Sinatra, and you would go into this huge room with 30 string players, and I would just sit in the room. I wouldn't even listen to the music, and we would record strings, and you would always get chills down your back. And my favorite part of production is either writing strings parts or collaborating on the strings. It just adds such a wonderful dynamic. I've always kind of loved that kind of music, you know, bands, rock bands that use strings in that way. You know, certainly Elton John was a master with his string arrangements and the people he worked with, Buckmaster and some of that stuff. So it's awesome. It'll be a lot of fun. And, you know, certainly 100 Years and Superman and The Riddle with strings are great. But there are some other songs that are deeper into my catalog that, as I said, just if you've never heard them before, if you hear some of these string arrangements, I think they'll give you chills, because they certainly give me chills.
And are you going to get a chance to hang out in Kansas City? Will you get in early or just come in for the show? Mm-hmm.
Well, my wife is coming with me,
ooh,
so that's rare. So she wants to come to Kansas City. So we're coming in the day before, but we'll certainly hit some barbecue. If you guys want to give me some recommendations, I'm well open to that.
No problem.
And
we've tried them all. Awesome. Well, hey, John, we appreciate it. And as always, you know, we appreciate the music as well. And as I told you, the 100 years, the little sheet that I have that you signed 15 years ago on an in-studio performance you did on a show way a long time ago is one of my treasured pieces at home in the collection. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be great, man. Thank you so much for the time.
Well, Brian, you're very kind, and I'm glad 15 years later we're still doing it. So, Jen, keep on cheering on those Royals. Have another cocktail, and maybe we'll see you guys in the World Series in October.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
All right, guys.
All right, take care. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye.
There's still time for you. Time to buy.
This show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.